Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad to get to your phone calls and emails. We have a lot to talk about for a Monday, including but not limited to Pocahontas or Pocahontas or Senator Elizabeth Warren, whichever you'd like to call her. You know that there has been a controversy over about the last half dozen years, since about 2012, over her claim that she is Native American, that she has ties to a Native American tribe. She made that claim. Well, she had to defend the claim because she'd actually made it beginning back about 30 years ago. And she was introduced as a member of the Harvard faculty who had Native American status. And I believe that she made the claim because it advanced her both financially and professionally within her profession. Well, now she's a United States senator. She may, in fact, be a hot prospect for the Democrat Party to run as a presidential candidate in a couple of years in 2020. And now it seems that she believes that DNA could prove that she does deserve to be called Native American. Well, William Jacobson is a clinical professor of law and director of securities law at Cornell Law School, I should say, and the founder of Legal Insurrection, which, by the way, Professor, happy 10 years anniversary on Legal Insurrection, and congratulations for all the legal insights a lot of us have been able to get out of Legal Insurrection.
Well, thank you very much for that, and thank you for having me on again.
You think that in the case of Elizabeth Warren, it's fairly easy to call the truth of this. Is she Native American?
No, she's not Native American. Under any of the standards that Native American tribes, legitimate tribes, use, she's not Native American. She cannot trace or name any ancestor of hers who was Native American. And in fact, Cherokee genealogists, when this first became a controversy in 2012, went back and traced her lineage going back to the early 1800s, essentially as far as there were records. And there is zero evidence that she has any Native American ancestry. Yet she claimed to be Native American when she was in her late 30s in a law directory that was used for hiring. And she got herself the status of being a minority law professor and a woman of color in legal academia by claiming to be Native American. And we all know that in the 80s and even to today, that sort of status can be beneficial to people in the hiring process. So the question became, is she actually Native American? And she has never provided any proof. So she finally, after years of dodging, she arranged for some DNA test, not through a normal service that you or I would use. She found a professor at Stanford to analyze her DNA. And he says that there is a strong possibility. He doesn't even say that it's definite, that there's strong evidence that going back 6 to 10 generations, there might be a single Native American ancestor in her lineage. But of course, we don't know who that is. We don't know if it even exists. And the database of DNA he used to compare hers to wasn't even Native American. It was Central American. So this whole thing is ludicrous. And she's out there with the Boston Globe, essentially promoting her explanation, saying, aha, look, I'm Native American because I might be anywhere from 164th to 1/1024th, believe it or not, 1/1000th Native American if you go back 10 generations. It's preposterous. You or I, if we were in that situation, would never claim a status, a preferred status, under law, based on some flimsy excuse like that. And so I think she's got problems.
Do you think the Boston Globe is in her corner? They originally reported that it was 1/512th at the far end, and then they had to issue a correction today and say, as you said, it may not be 1/512th, it may be 1/1024th. But why are they willing to play along with this game when they know that, as you pointed out, for employment law and EEOC, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, that none of this stuff even matters because it wouldn't hold up for those standards, which are the standards of government, a government that she may want to, someday be president of that government.
That's right. The Boston Globe, dating back to 2012, has essentially served as Elizabeth Warren's press office. They did this back into 2012. What she does is she gives them exclusive access to family members, exclusive access to documents, and they run with her storyline. And they did it back in 2012, and they've done it multiple times in the last 3 to 4 months as she's getting ready to run. So what the Boston Globe didn't do here is what a responsible news organization would do. They would have, first of all, reviewed her actual DNA data, not just a report someone she hired concluded. They would have taken that data to another genealogist, to another scientist familiar with DNA, and would have verified this person's finding. There's no indication they did that. They simply took off the shelf a report she commissioned and she obtained, which even on its face is almost laughable that she might be 1/1000th Native American based on a DNA database which doesn't even include Native Americans in it. This is really preposterous. And the issue becomes, why did she do this? And we know the reason she did it. She didn't claim to be Native American when she was a child. She didn't claim to be Native American when she applied to college or law school. It was only in her mid to late 30s when she was climbing the law professor ladder from University of Texas all the way up to Harvard Law School that she listed herself as being Native American. It was known she listed herself for EEOC filing purposes that way. And lo and behold, when she finally gets tenure at Harvard Law School, essentially the top rung on the ladder, you can't go any higher than that, she stops reporting herself as Native American.
As though she could hide right it there. At that point. Well, now, do you see this creating a real problem for her? Because as much as I think she's been a punchline, not just for conservatives, but even for the president of the United States, and now having dumped this additional piece of data as though, well, I can show this 1/1000th, and now you have to believe me, it almost seems to me that this is going to make her more of a punchline. There are folks who are suggesting that Donald Trump, who had promised $1 million if she could prove she's Native American, ought to send 1/1024th of $1 million to Elizabeth Warren and say, okay, bet settled.
And the Cherokee Nation issued a statement late today complaining and lambasting her and saying, quote, Senator Warren is undermining tribal interests with her continued claims of tribal heritage, close quote. And they then go on to say that you cannot use DNA as a test. It's demeaning to Native Americans. There's a lot more to tribal membership and tribal inclusion than DNA, and the DNA is totally inappropriate to use for their purposes, and they don't use it. And so what she has done is she has created two things. She thought she was going to settle this problem. Instead, she's made herself a laughingstock. And two, she has actually forced Native American, and this is an official tribal statement from the Cherokee Nation, saying that she is undermining their interests by her continued claims of tribal heritage. So I think she's made her situation a lot worse than it was. The question I've always had for her, which is, we know what happened here. She tried to cheat. She tried to rig the system for herself. Why doesn't she just apologize? What is the personality problem that she has that she will not simply apologize? And I get a lot of her supporters like her policies, okay, it's kind of left-wing politics, and they're willing to excuse this. But very few people, I believe, actually believe her when she says these things. They may be willing to excuse it because they like her politics. But I don't think anybody believes her. And I think what she doesn't realize is people are laughing at her, not with her. And what she has done here with this ludicrous DNA test, she should have come out and said, I had my DNA tested. It's such a minuscule fraction at 1/1000th. You know, I really never should have claimed it. I didn't know this before, but now I do apologize to the Cherokee people and to other Native Americans. It would have created a little bluster for a week or two, but you know what? It would have served her much better.
Yep.
And I think people have to ask, why won't she just apologize?
And it's got to be an ego problem because Professor Jacobson from Legal Insurrection, you know, William, America's an amazingly forgiving country when I've seen politicians have the guts to actually apologize. She won't do it, and sadly, I think she's going to pay for it. Thank you very much for the time, Professor. You're listening to The Lars Larson Show.